This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's surprise cross-border incursion continued on Monday, and analysts say it marks a significant shift in the almost two-and-a-half-year war with Russia, with Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian territory since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
International security expert Dr. Marion Mesmer of the London-based think tank Chatham House told Reuters there are a couple likely strategies at play.
My best guess is that Ukraine, you know, on the one hand, wanted to push back against Russia, perhaps to increase any leverage that they might have in any upcoming negotiations. It also seems to have been an attempt to draw Russian military attention away from where they were pushing ahead.
Ukraine's top commander said on Monday that Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region 7 days after the incursion began.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Russian state TV showed on Monday footage of civilians being evacuated in the Ukraine border adjacent Belgorod region, as well as wounded civilians in the neighboring Kursk region the day before. The governor of the region adjacent to Kursk announced the evacuation of people from a district near the Ukrainian border, describing Monday morning as alarming but giving no detail. The FBI says it is investigating allegations sensitive documents from Donald Trump's campaign were stolen in a cyber intrusion days after the campaign declared it had been hacked by Iran. The FBI released a brief statement on Monday that read, "We can confirm the FBI is investigating this matter." Two people familiar said the Biden-Harris campaign was also targeted. This is VOA News. Greece's worst wildfire this year spread into the Athens suburbs on Monday, forcing hundreds of people to flee as it torched trees, homes, and cars and choked busy roads with smoke and ash. The government called for help from fellow EU members to tackle the fire, burning out of control for a second day, fanned by gale force winds that pushed it from the wooded hills north of the city. Greece says it's expecting assistance from France, Italy, the Czech Republic, Serbia, and Turkey with aircraft and firefighters. Kenya's main aviation union said on Monday it would call a strike from early next week over plans to upgrade the country's main airport. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
It's a walkout that could cause significant disruption to national carrier Kenya Airways and to operations at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, or JKIA. India's Adani Airport Holdings would add a second runway at JKIA and upgrade the passenger terminal under the proposed deal. But the Kenya Aviation Workers Union described it as an unlawful intended sale of the airport that would lead to job losses and non-Kenyan workers being brought in. A nationwide youth-led protest movement that emerged in June over proposed tax hikes has also criticized what it says is a lack of transparency over the proposed Adani deal.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. London police on Monday said a girl and a woman were stabbed in a busy theater district and a man arrested. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports from London.
Police say an 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman were stabbed in the center of London. A man was arrested, and the Metropolitan Police said there was no indication that the attack was terror-related. The attack occurred in London's bustling Leicester Square outside a tea shop. The square and surrounding area have an estimated 2.5 million visitors every week. The victims were taken to a major trauma center. The girl required treatment, but her life was not in jeopardy, according to police. The woman's injuries were less serious. Karen Chamas, London.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro called on Monday for the state to use an iron fist after deadly protests in response to his July re-election, dismissed at home and abroad as a sham. As the official protest death rose to 25, Maduro urged severe justice for violence he blames on the opposition, which insists its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, had won the July 28th vote by a landslide. Widespread protests broke out after Maduro was declared president-elect by an electoral council seen as loyal to his regime. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.